Today, from Boomer Softball Field on the campus of Woodward High School, this is Classic Bowl Softball, featuring the blue team, coached by Kenny Daugherty of Covington Douglas and Sean Booth from Crescent, against the red team, coached by J.C. Dauphin of Visalia and Scott Friesen of Arnett. Classic Bowl Softball is brought to you by Team Lane Foundation. Find out more by searching Team Lane on Facebook. And Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust. We are set at Boomer Softball Stadium for Classic Bowl Softball. It's the pregame show with the Tri-State's All-Star Girls athletes take to the field. Here with all of today's action is sports director for radio stations K101, Z92, and 104.5 KZZW, Trent Caldwell. Alongside with color commentary is Chris Webb, baseball coach from Visalia. We are set at Boomer Softball Stadium for Classic Bowl Girls Softball. Here now is Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Boomer Field here on the campus of Woodward, Oklahoma, and Classic Bowl 34, the first ever Classic Bowl softball game. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell, and joining me, as Patrick mentioned a little bit ago, Mr. Chris Webb, head coach of the Visalia Indians, champion coach of the Union Majors, the Connie Mack World Series champions, and joining us here today with his beard as well, coming along for the ride.
Yes, sir. It goes wherever I go, so it's part of my identity, that's for sure.
And you obviously got, you know, I'm not the softball coach, but, you know, you've seen some of these girls play, you've seen some of this, and it has been not just a competitive athletic field, it is a competitive academic field. There's some impressive numbers on the SAT scores out there as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's what makes these girls special is, you know, not only are they great athletes, they're better students possibly, and that's going to take them further down the road anyways than as softball is great as it is, but them being better students is more important.
Yes, and now we're going to get a chance to look at everybody's going to get in today. Two teams, white team, red team, they're not divided to east or west, but you are going to see a lot of talent on this field, a lot of girls playing at the next level in several different sports, and a lot of people just success all the way around. The best and the brightest that the Tri-State have gathered here for Classic Bowl 34, and it's softball game, the first ever Classic Bowl softball game, coming up after this on K101.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst and cancer champion Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. Join our team to help fund game-changing research that saves lives. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over the odds. V is for victory over health disparities, victory over setbacks, victory over the unknown. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate to the V Foundation to join our team and help save lives.
Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind. It cannot touch my heart. And it cannot touch my soul.
100% of donations fund game-changing cancer research. Donate now to the V Foundation at V.org.
Welcome back here to Boomer Field, Classic Bowl 34, first ever softball matchup. I want to get you acquainted a little bit two teams we're going to see. Starting with the head coaches for the red team, somebody, Chris, you know well, J.C. Dolphin, Vysize head coach a year ago, 16-15, but she's about to be the Arnett head coach, and boy, could she play in college. She's a Cali College Hall of Famer. She could probably get out there and still run around out there.
Absolutely. We joke around about high school that she still might be the best athlete in our school.
And she's going to be joined by Scott Friesen of Arnett, the man she's going to be stepping in for over there at Arnett. 33-9 in this year, lost in the state quarters to Moss, one of the best baseball coaches in the state. I mean, also a basketball coach. He won 430 games as well. All that guy does is win. He coaches baseball, softball, basketball, doing it all, and this will be his last year.
He's a great slow pitch player, too. He can play the outfield like anybody's business. He got a hose on him. He can throw that thing.
I do not doubt that for a second. He could probably still play. For the blue team, led by Coach Kenny Doherty, Covington Douglas, 24-15. He's also the boys' basketball coach in his eighth season, 183 wins already there at Covington. And Sean Booth of Crescent, 16-9 this season. They lost in the regionals to Texoma. But Crescent playing with a heavy heart, a big fire there. Killed three kids May 22nd. So that community is really reeling. So Coach Booth going to be out here, representing that community. And that's one of the great things about Classic Bowl. It's not just about the kids. It's about the communities gathering together.
I think that's the best thing about Northwest Oklahoma. You just love on each other all the time, and you put aside all your rivalries when you need them, and you go take care of each other.
Yeah, and we're going to see a lot of talent on the mound. We're going to get to the starting lineups, but your pitchers tonight are going to be a real good matchup to start out with. Again, we're going to see a lot of substitutions in this one. Brooklyn Bayless will be on the mound for her squad, for the Red Squad off the bat, and she is quite the talent in many different sports. Small school West and Class B All-State, slow pitch All-State, basketball All-State. She threw four no-hitters this season. I mean, she stole 39 bags. I mean, I don't know. She really did everything at a high level.
Yeah, she's a very talented girl. If she would have played in anything else, she probably would have been an All-Stater in that, too. As you can tell, she's just a talented girl. Works hard.
2,000 basketball points. You'll see her in the basketball game as well. She's going to NOCE to play at the next level there to play basketball. Her catcher is going to be Drew McGeehee from Vysai. And, Drew, a fast pitch all-region player, two-time all-conference academic all-star, a BPA national and state qualifier. We mentioned the grades. That's your class president. That's your NHS member, Cali College commit in her own right. So a real good player there.
I don't think I've ever seen Drew not smile either. She's just a happy girl.
That's what this is going to be about. It's going to be pretty, going to be pretty loose. Again, for me and you, we had to overlook some rules coming in, so it's going to be a first year for us as well.
Yeah, we're going to work out some kinks early, hopefully.
It's going to be some ups and downs. On the other side, Mackenzie Long going to do the pitching from Laverne, all region. She's another good one. Miss Laverne, first runner-up, so a couple different titles she wears. She's going to go to SWASU to become a dental hygienist, degree in biology. She won, don't have a win-loss record for her on here, but she was a great two-way player. She also hit the ball really well for Laverne Tigers, so she's going to be pitching first for the white squad. And Justice Wilson going into WASU to do her catching next season. And Justice, great job. Woodward Boomer, we've seen her many times here, and just a great character person. She was a Miss Cinderella. So you've got Miss Laverne pitching to Miss Cinderella.
You'd only get
that at Classic Bowl.
Amen, bro. That's good. That's good stuff.
That is good stuff. So we'll take a break, come right back. Well, before we go, we want to thank a couple sponsors. Classic Bowl 34 brought to you by Moore's Roofing. Neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. And Chris, who doesn't need a roof in Oklahoma?
Amen. That wind and hail and all that other stuff.
Absolutely. And a Classic Bowl also presented to you by Team Lane. You go to Team Lane on Facebook for more information. Check it out. I promise you all going to a good cause. We'll take a break and be right back here. Chris Reb, Trent Caldwell, Classic Bowl 34, but the first Classic Bowl softball game. Going to see a lot of a lot of trivia questions going to be answered tonight. So come back and join us right here on K101.
Peace, y'all. This is Common, and I'm passionate about helping the black community learn about lung cancer, a disease that disproportionately affects us, which is why I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer, to bring you the facts. Fact, in the United States, over 25,000 black men and women are diagnosed with lung cancer each year. Fact, our community is more likely to develop advanced lung cancer than any other racial or ethnic group. Fact, lack of access to health care, lack of clear resources for help, and mistrust in the medical system are not helping us beat this. Fact, Lung cancer continues to be the leading cause of cancer deaths among Black men and women. But there is a way for us to take back control of our health and change things. Learn all that you can about you or a loved one's diagnosis and treatment options. Get more information on lung cancer, screening, and clinical trials by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Together, we can bring about real change. Because fact, change is possible, and it starts with you.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told, and we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back, maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And boy, we were smoking them. Bumming a smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Welcome back, everybody, to Boomer Field. Getting ready for Classic Bowl 34. I think that's XXXIV.
Oh, that's above my pay grade.
That's all right. They might need some IV. It is hot out here, but the wind blowing a little out, so we might see some balls take a charge. It's died down a little bit here in the last few hours, and we wanted to make a correction. There was a lineup change, and to know exactly why I messed this up, but Elena Long is going to be pitching. She swapped teams. She was originally on one team, and I think they've evened up the pitching because they had more pitchers on one side than the other. So Elena is going to move over to the white team, and Constance Ruiz from Alba are going to move over to the red team. So there is a little bit of a switch, and that is where we'll start. Elena, Fairview pitcher. She's going to NOC Tonkawa for softball. Coach Ryan Nightingale said she's the best pitcher in the region. She was a middle school West All-State slow pitcher, All-Region, three-time player of the year, All-District. And here comes the baseball.
Softball.
Air Evac is bringing the softball in. That's why you're hearing that helicopter dropping this down. And we wanted to have somebody rappel out of the helicopter, but nobody elected to do that. So we're just going to drop this thing off.
In my defense, I wasn't asked.
What a said yes.
But here we go. Let's have a round of
take a listen to the PA.
Announcer Air Evac to deliver today's game ball.
And they're bringing it down, and it's already windy enough. See who does the honors. The guy, the pilot. And they're going to meet everybody here at the circle and get ready to get things started off. Your starting lineups for today. Red team will be your visitors, I believe.
Red's home.
White team's the visitors. Messed that all up already. Red team's going to be home. White team's going to be the visitors. So batting first for the white team going to be Keely Hussey. They're going to start out. Now they're going to bat everybody. So Keely Hussey, Taryn Rhodes, Elena Long, Cooper Kayot, Justice Wilson, Olivia Mary, Kaylee Counts, Cameron Deal, and Jory Kincaid will be your first nine hitters. Everybody else then will get a shot. We'll get to them when we get up to the batting order. And for the other side of things, for the home team, for the red squad, Brooklyn Bayless going to pitch and lead off. Atlanta Noble going to bat second. Drew McGeehee third. Going to be fourth will be Jolie Walker. Lily Nippert going to bat fifth. Sixth, Caitlin Trumbly from Pioneer. Batting seventh, Leah Gutierrez of Guymon. Abby Mann from Leedy batting eighth. Constance Ruiz from Alba, the bat in ninth. Again, now Lily Nippert, Woodward, Jolie Walker, Hammond, Drew McGeehee, Vaisai, and those are the Brooklyn we already mentioned from Arnett, and those are going to be your batters for the red team. Again, they're going to do a more traditional lineup to start things out, but there's not going to be any rhyme or reason to any substitutions for this. This will be kind of, let's get everybody in and play some baseball. So the ball is here. Now the helicopter has to leave before anyone can run to center field.
I don't think you want to play center field with the helicopter right there.
It It's one of the home field advantages, I hear, here at Boomer Field.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. And there we go. Hopefully no one needs the air evac team today. Everybody stay safe out there. Classic Bowl golf event already in the books. We did that on Saturday. And Ty Elliott from Moreland, the winner on the guys' side. On the girls' side, for the Merit Oilerettes, Kiara Stair was the medalist. Your scholarship winners. Jenna Buller is playing in this game. Has already won $2,000 for scholarship for Turpin for golf. And then Grant Thur, as the helicopter takes off, Grant Thur is South Central in the Chess Wales Memorial Scholarship. And there we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Don't see that every day.
You do not.
At this time, we'd like to introduce the players for both of our teams.
So here we go. They're
going to
give the official starting lineups here. One at a time.
Texoma,
you can see the PA announcers.
Wearing jersey number 0, Olivia Mary.
So,
wearing jersey number 1, Jory Kincaid.
So already, my lineup is different than the one that's going to be out there.
Number 2, Mackenzie Long.
I believe he may just be announcing everybody.
Here. I think it's going numerical.
Number 3,
yeah, it's
Keely
numerical.
Hussey.
He's just going to go one at a time.
Booker, Texas. Number 4, Miranda DeSantiago.
Let's take a listen. We'll let him, let PA take over here.
From Crescent, number 6, Kaylee Count.
From Leedy, number 7, Kenna Silas.
From Woodward, number 9, Justice Wilson.
From Wacomas, number 12, Ashley Chavez. From OBA, number 14, Cooper Chaot.
From Kremlin Hillsdale, number 15, Taryn Rhodes. From Laverne, number 16, Camry Deal. From Fairview, number 19, Elena Long. From Thomas Faye Custer, number 22, Journey Roberts. From Ringwood, number 23, Laren Schaefer. And from Leedy, number 24, Shaylin Hahn. Your coaches for the white team are Kenny Darty from Covington Douglas and Sean Booth from Crescent. And now for the home team, your red squad from Turpin, Oklahoma, number 2, Riley Linhart. From Shattuck, number 3, Emmy Swanson. From Cimarron High School, number 4, Toby Moore. From Hooker, number 5, Maddie Baird. From Pioneer Pleasantvale, number 7, Caitlin Trumbly. From Hammond, number 8, Jolie Walker. From Arnett, number 9, Brooklyn Bayless. From Visay, Oklahoma, number 10, Drew McGeehee. From Woodward, Oklahoma, number 11, Lily Nippert. From Guymon, number 17, Aaliyah Gutierrez. From Alva, Oklahoma, number 21, Constance Ruiz. From Turpin, number 22, Virginia Buller. From Moreland, number 23, Elena Noble. From Leedy, number 28, Abby Mann. And from Ringwood, Oklahoma, number 33, Hadley Boland. Your coaches for the Red Squad are Scott Frazen from Arnett and J.C. Dauphin from Visai. Ladies and gentlemen, our umpire crew for today. Behind the plate will be umpire Doug Swanger. At first base, umpire Mark Dauphin. And at third base, umpire Billy Parker. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise, remove your caps, and face the flag high above the right field scoreboard as we honor those who've served and sacrificed for our freedoms today with the playing of our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, so gallantly streaming. And against red the bombs bursting in air, gave through the night that a flag still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
Great job there by, that was nobody in person. That was a recording, but still, nonetheless. I want to thank to Matt Adair doing the PA announcing back there. So if you're like, that's a really good PA announcer, we got nothing but the best here for Classic Bowl 34.
Absolutely. That guy's good.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer in this neck of the woods. And now we're going to start to bring everybody out. So you're going to get, what's going to happen is we're going to start, you're going to hear this a lot. We're going to have the first pitch, first at bat, all that stuff is going to be the first ever here.
Industries, the Woodward Convention and Visitors Bureau, Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma, Pioneer Cellular, the Bank of Western Oklahoma, K101, Northwestern.
And again, want to thank our sponsors as well, helping us out, Team Lane and Morris Roofing.
Cud Horse Sale, Northwest.
And Chris, what do you do like for an all-star game as a baseball coach? Kind of what's the goal here? What do you just want to get everybody in, try to get everybody comfortable, just have a good time? Like what's the plan usually?
Absolutely. This is one of the last times they get to represent their high school. So you want to get everybody in and just have as much fun as you possibly can. Hope to pray nobody gets hurt, of course, and then just go play.
And the first ever practice pitch, Classic Bowl, Brooklyn Bayless rolled it in the dirt. So she's a little nerves here early. You're not going to see that happen too much with her, though. I can promise you that. So she will pitch first. Keely Hussey will be your first batter. O'Keen, Lady Whippet, going to play basketball at the next level. Went to state quarterfinalist this year for Keely. Committed to NOC Tonkawa. She was a slow pitch All-State Small School West player, All-Conference, Oklahoma Class B All-State, honorable mention in basketball, state qualifier in track. I mean, there are a lot of athletes on the field. You're going to see, you're going to hear us all day. You know, there's state qualifiers and this, that. We have a bowling state qualifier on here.
I saw that. That's awesome.
So there is some not just smart and good athletes, a lot of different interests, a lot of different flavors from across the tri-state, if you will. And they're going to whip it on down. Drew McGee, he whips it on down to second. They're going to meet in the circle there. and dap up Brooklyn, and we're going to get ready to go here.
Number three, Keeley Hussey.
Yeah, here comes Keeley. Stand into the box. Your first ever Classic Bowl batter and pitcher, Brooklyn Bayless, will be pitching to Drew McGehee. Keeley Hussey going to bat from the left side of the plate. And here we go. First ever Classic Bowl softball game. And that's going to be inside and low for ball one. First pitch of the game is a ball. Somebody asks you 30 years from now.
There's
your answer. Write it down. Next pitch. Yeah, that's going to be in there for a strike. Keeley taking all the way there. Just trying to get a feel. And sometimes you wonder, I mean, you're very familiar. These players see each other all the time. You're looking right now at two Class B players. And that's going to be off the mark inside again for Brooklyn. So you have to imagine some familiarity. That's going to be fouled off back over top of us. Counts 2-2.
Looks like Bayless got rid of her shyness, and now she's back in there. She's been competing pretty good right now.
I think once the lights come on, Brooklyn absolutely just has one gear. It's 100%, and that's what you're seeing right now. That was a pretty good pitch, but up.
Change up, up.
Obviously, a bit of a riser there. And that's going to be popped up back over our head. You're going to hear it hit the ceiling there, and count is still full. Nobody on, nobody out. First batter, first pitcher. First Classic Bowl. Our first time announcing together. A lot of firsts. That's going to be swinging a miss inside, but a drop by McGehee. She's going to try to hustle it down to first. McGehee throws it, overthrows it. Keeley's going to try to, nope, she's going to turn around. She thought about taking second there. McGehee airmailed it over the head of Jolie Walker. And what would have been a strikeout is now an error, throwing error on the catcher. And Keeley's going to take her base.
You score that a KE2.
There you go. So one error, one on. Next batter, Taryn Rhodes, Kremlin Hillsdale, and that's going to be low there for Taryn. And another ball. Count 0-1 here early. Taryn Rhodes, Kremlin Hillsdale. Low and inside there for Brooklyn. Taryn, Small School West, All-State, slow pitch. Two-time All-Northwest Oklahoma Softball Slow Pitch Player of the Year. Your Cherokee Strip MVP, and that's going to be fouled off, cracked back to us. Counts 2-1 on Rhodes. So, list of honors here. NOC Enid softball commit. Dental hygiene major. There you go. And that's going to be low and inside. Dropped again by McGehee, and Hussey on the pass ball. He's going to take second base, a runner in scoring position already for Team Bold White. And ball three there as well. So first base open. Hussey now at second, and that's going to be hit, strapped right at Walker, grabs it, flips it over to second, tries to get the double play, and throws it to left field. Luckily, good backup out there by Abby Mann, or that would have been Keeley Hussey would have taken third base there. What a crack down to Jolie Walker, and one away.
That's back to the All-Star games. There's no 3-0 takes. That was a 3-0 count, and you're swinging. No one can watch you walk.
That's going to be fouled back. First pitch to Elena Long, the other pitcher. A pretty good hitter in her own right as well. She hit 350 on the year with 30 RBIs. I believe I got that. Oop, nope, I got it wrong. More than that, 402. Short of her. And now she's going to step in. 2-0 the count. That was a ball that Brooklyn just threw. Hussey on second base in scoring position. One away. That's going to be low and inside. And three straight balls there for Brooklyn Bayless. Really, she looks like she's trying to hit that inside down corner and just can't quite connect. Again, lefty. Another lefty bat here for Long. And that's going to be inside. Gets away up. They're going to say it hit her. And she's going to take her base. And Keeley Hussey going to have to go back to second. So runners on first and second. One away for the White squad. And that brings up Cooper Kayot, football coach's daughter, three-time Cherokee Strip, all-conference, OBA Trojans, Enid News, all-Northwest Oklahoma, three-time All-Rivers Conference in basketball, academic all-stater. And that's going to be a pitch away, and that's going to be right on the corner there for strike one. That time, Brooklyn went the other way and got a little luck. It's another lefty on her. They're throwing out a lot of left-handed batters. Righty, sorry about that.
They put in a courtesy runner for that long girl, first base.
Oh, they did.
Number 22.
So that's going to be a pinch runner. Is going to be Journey Roberts, Thomas Faye Custer running from first. And that's going to be a swing and a miss to a foul tip. And they're going to say she's out of there. Nope, that's strike two. My fault. Sorry about that. Strike one. 2-1. Here comes the next pitch. That one's high. That time McGehee corrals it. Had to come up off her feet. Ball three. 3-1 to count. Runners on first and second. Still top of the first. Still scoreless. In the inaugural Classic Bowl matchup. Now Brooklyn looked like she was going outside. She's going to crack that down to second. That gets through a seeing eye single. And they're going to low home, and they're going to send inside Hussey. She gets down, and she's safe. That's going to score a run. And around the third will come Roberts. They tried to throw her out with a single and an RBI for Cooper Kayot. And we got runners on first and third with only one away.
And she actually advanced to second on the throw.
Oh, she
home.
Did get second. Okay, so there we go.
Now batting number nine, Justice Wilson.
Good base running on her part. Good base running.
And that's a swing and a miss for Justice Wilson, the catcher. One strike for Justice. Again, Woodward Boomer playing in her home field. And the wind kicking up a little bit, as that's going to be a strike in two. It's 0-2 to count here.
Tough pitch to hit right there, down and away, right at the knees.
If you can get one up, especially looks like out to left, you may be able to take one out of here. And that's going to be low and inside for ball one. 1-2 to count. And Brooklyn throwing a lot of pitches here for top, more than she's used to. Think there's any rust going on out there? I mean, they just ended the season as that one's fouled away. Count remains 1-2.
Yeah, she's probably shaking off a few cobwebs. Like I said, the longer she's getting in here, the more she's getting in the zone. That tough was bad luck on that base hit right there.
That one's going to be fouled off right back at us. Could have caught it if it had a glove on. Fence wouldn't have been here. That's going to be another foul ball. Count remains 1-2. And Justice going to come back. Bat again. Second and third. 1-0 the score. Keely Hussey coming in off that RBI from Cooper Kayot. And that's a swing and a miss for strike three. And that's the first strikeout of the game for Brooklyn Bayless. Two away. And now we're going to get, I misspoke earlier, now we're going to get our first lefty.
Now at the plate,
Olivia Mary.
Zero, Olivia Mary.
And Olivia, number zero. And she's going to foul that away down the left side. Olivia Texoma Red Devil, 26-10, won 26 games this year. That's two-time district pitcher of the year, four-time all-panhandle conference. She's a track state qualifier. SNU commit. Major in kinesiology.
Hey, movement of the body.
That's going to be another ball down and away. It's Brooklyn just having a hard time locating that left side corner.
She definitely has the best uniform combo matching up with her team colors.
She does. That's going to be fouled away. Looks like she's trying to lay down a bit of a bunt check swing there. Yeah, the Texoma works well.
It does.
Works
it does.
Well with the white uniforms. Yeah, that's a swing and a miss, and they got her on strike three. So that's going to do it for the first inning. 1-0 to score. Blue team in front off of Cooper Kayot. RBI. We'll be back with the bottom half of the first right after this on our Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
When I was in Iraq, our convoy was hit. It was bad. After I came home, I could still hear booms and see tracer fire. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
With help from DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Today, I'm part of DAV. We're veterans helping veterans to get the benefits they've earned. And I give my veterans my all.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Naomi Mathis, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Classic Bowl 34, first annual softball game, 1-0. Top of the inning run, a Cooper Kayot RBI, all at one hit, one error, and one run there. Two left on base there for the Blue squad. So Brooklyn Bayless did get out of a pickle there, managed to pitch away. Got a little tough break with that seeing eye single, but now she gets to sit down, relax a little bit, come back out, and probably be more dialed in from here on out.
She gets to help her case, too, by leading off right here, see if she can get on base and make something happen with that speed of hers.
Brooklyn Bayless.
She will lead off. Y'all, you're ready. Brooklyn Bayless coming to the plate. Going to do some hitting. She's really good at that as well. 543 average. 35 RBIs, 4 dingers on the year for Brooklyn. And she doesn't look that big. That's going to be low. That's going to be ball one. There's Elena Long. Throws it low. Fairview Yellow Jacket. 1.83 ERA. 177 Ks this year for Elena. That's going to be fouled off by Brooklyn for strike one. 1-1 to count. Two-A Fairview Yellow Jackets. And a lot of times, that's going to be, drilled right back at Elena. She's going to pick it up, throw it over to first for out number one, and one down. Went off the bottom of the bat there for Brooklyn. Dribbled out to the pitcher and one away. Is there as a coach of a Class A school, does it make a huge difference when you move up in class? Like, how does that factor in when you're playing players from? Is it significant difference, or it's pretty much the same?
I mean, it just depends on what you're talking about. I mean, you have some guys that actually specialize in that one particular sport. You know, where we are with the small schools, you got to play baseball, you got to play basketball, you got to play football, or we won't have enough to play. So I think the higher you go up, you deal with the more specialized player. And that can be, I mean, it's a catch-22 too. They can overplay. But I would say the higher the class is, the better the player.
Another strike there for Elena Long. Your batter, by the way, Alana Noble, Moreland Bearcat infielder. And that's going to be popped up back over our head. Count remains 0-2 here. And Noble playing shortstop in the field today.
But, of course, there's always an exception to the rule. Jordy Mercer's thrown out the first pitch tonight in the baseball game, and he was from big old Tologa.
Right,
so.
That's right. And that's a swing and a miss. Going down swinging, so good start here for Elena Long. Another strikeout. And that's two down in a 1-0 game, and Drew McGehee, the catcher, going to try her luck.
Long's having some fun. She's out there flipping the ball, big old smile.
She looks dialed in. That's going to be outside. Just missed that outside corner low and away for ball one.
Sometimes the umpire blinks and misses pitches.
McGehee, 442 this year. That's going to be outside again for ball two. 2-0 the count. Pitching her down and away. McGehee, the righty. That's going to be low and away. That's going to get away from Justice Wilson, but no one on base. But it is ball three. 3-0 the count. And what looked like Elena Long was rolling, now three balls in a row here. Need back in. She eyes it up. And that's taken all the way for strike one. McGehee looking back at the bench. Coach Dauphin, Coach Friesen, Coach Booth, Coach Doherty. Four coaches in this one. That's going to be fouled away. And all of a sudden, the count full just like that. And Long redials in and comes with it. She's already some strikeouts early in this game. Bottom of the first. One zip the score. And that is strike three. Another K for Elena Long. Up and down they go. top of the second coming up after this. 1-0 the score. White team leading the red team. We'll be back after this on Classic Bowl 34 for K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for all their roofing needs. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of all Classic Bowl participants.
While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Greg Gadsden, Army veteran.
DAV helps veterans and their families get the benefits they've earned.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Are back. Classic Bowl 34. 1-0 to score. Blue to white team struck first early. And then a Cooper Chaos single that to open up the scoring. One zip, then Brooklyn Bayless got out of a jam. Last inning, Elaine Long, three up, three down. Couple strikeouts and a great start for the Fairview pitcher. The ace, best pitcher in the region, according to her coach.
Pretty dominant. No ball got past her. She got a ground ball back to her to lead off the inning, and then she took care of everything else by herself.
Due up this inning, Kaylee Counts, Camry Deal, and Jory Kincaid. Now, Kaylee Counts, a Crescent Tiger. We mentioned them. Her coach, Sean Booth, is on the bench for her here. Camry Deal, Laverne Tiger, and Jory Kincaid is a Covington Douglas Wildcat for Coach Kenny Doherty. So a couple girls getting to play for their coach. I mean, do you think that's an advantage in an All-Star game, just having your coach there, just another guy that you kind of know or a girl that you know?
I think it's just nice to, again, back to what I said earlier, just get to coach your kid one more time. You thought, you know, when you got beat out in the state tournament or the regional tournament, whenever it was, that was the last time you can get to coach that kid. But now you get another opportunity, and it's pretty fun.
Kaylee going to take ball one, down and away again. Brooklyn Bayless trying to find that outside corner. That time swinging a miss, and she was really hacking away at that one. Took a step outside the box and counts strike number one.
Kaylee's helmet looks like she can play for Ohio State. She got all that.
Oh, I love it. Now you're talking.
Oh, no, I forgot about that.
That
oh,
gets
no.
me up and away oh, no. for strike two. I don't play favorites, but now I may have maybe rooting for her.
Backstory, Mr. Caldwell called me the other day and had an Ohio number. I didn't answer. I thought he was a telemarketer.
Just a Buckeye, that's
just
all.
A Buckeye.
Strike three. And that's going to be, tried to lay down a bunt. They're going to say not strike their ball. Felt she tipped it. So 2-2 now the count. And she's going to chop away at that one. That's going to be fouled off left. So she survives. Trying to lay down that bunt, got away with one there, and now it's a full, almost full count, 2-2 the count. Here is another lefty trying to switch it up on Bayless. That time a swing and a miss, and that time she did get her. One up, one down here in this inning for Brooklyn Bayless, starting to find her rhythm, and that's going to bring up Camry Deal.
Now batting number 16, Camry Deal.
And Camry, Laverne Tiger. Line up against Bayless. I imagine these two teams have to be somewhat familiar with each other. That's going to be fouled off, not that far apart. And a lot of foul balls here early. We kind of thought coming in, with the wind being what it was, we might see a score fest. Hasn't necessarily been the case. Haven't seen a lot of hard hit balls, but we got some real good pitchers. That's strike one up and in. Strike two, I'm sorry, up and in. 0-2 to count. One zip the score. White team in front of the red team. And nobody on. One out. And that's up and away for ball one. 1-2 to count.
Good waste pitch. No pitcher wants to get up a hit. 0-2. Good waste pitch there.
On a 2 pitch. That's going to be fouled off once again. And Camry staying alive. Trying to fight off Brooklyn Bayless. As Camry looks to be pretty tall. At least taller than Brooklyn.
Yes, sir.
That swing and a miss got her good, and now Bayless is dealing. That's going to be a second strikeout of the inning. and the jitters are fully gone. And that brings up Jory Kincaid.
Now batting number one, Jory Kincaid.
Jory Covington Douglas, 24-15. Good season for the Wildcats this year. That's out and away for ball one. Four-time All-Skelter Conference, All-Region first team. And as we mentioned, as a 4.0 student and your valedictorian up there for Covington Douglas.
Good for her.
Strike there. One and one to count. Swing and a miss. And now Bayless really getting into a rhythm. Great student athlete, Coach Doherty said. Well-rounded young lady. That's going to be low and away. Ball two, two and one.
She's got a unique little stance here. She's got a split grip. Usually her hands are tied together, but she's got a little split there, a little gap between her hands.
And the next pitch, they're going to say ball away again. It's Brooklyn trying to get that down outside corner. Just can't buy a break there. 3-1. The count, nobody on, two away. Top of the second, and that's going to be away, and that's going to be a walk. So good eye there for Jory Kincaid. She's going to take her base, and again, there's one on.
Got a bunch of pet peeves, but that might be the biggest one, two out walks.
So Mackenzie Long now in, as that's going to be up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. As, again, we mentioned, there is no particular nine batters for this squad going up for White. That's going to be cranked down towards short. That's going to be gathered up, thrown to first, and airmailed over the head of the first baseman, and an error. It's going to be a fielding error on Noble, the shortstop. She throws it over the head of first base, and that's going to – now the runner's advanced, too, in the throw. So not only you get down to first, she's at second. Runner's on second and third with two away for Brooklyn Bayless.
Yeah, she had the easy flip up the middle, but I guess, you know, not playing with each other is kind of one of those things where it's just easier to go to first and just kind of stood up on her throw and let it get away from her.
That's going to be low and inside. Ball one. Two away, two on. Runners on to second and third. Kincaid down at third. Kenzie Long at second. Another Laverne Tiger. That's going to be strike one. 1-1 to count. For Brooklyn Bayless, trying to get out of another jam. Started out dealing a couple strikeouts, and now she's got ducks on the pond, and that's going to be rifled down to short. That time, Noble's going to grab it, and that's going to do it. So three down now. Got two runners left in scoring position on an error and a walk, and we're going to go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 your score. White team in front of the red team. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Every day we tell our children to play safely. But how often have you taken a chance or just not paid attention when you should? In honor of National Electrical Safety Month, Northwestern Electric Cooperative shares these tips. Be safe when working outside around electric lines. Keep an eye out for overhead lines when moving ladders or working on your roof. Let professionals trim trees that are close to power lines. And make sure you keep tall equipment at least 10 feet away from overhead lines. For more safety tips, visit safeelectricity.org or contact NWEC, your local electric cooperative.
Veterans, you may have earned a variety of VA benefits. Did you know VA can help you further your education and pursue professional training? The Home Loan Guarantee Program can help you buy, repair, or adapt a home. VA provides housing support if you find yourself homeless or at risk of homelessness. And don't forget world-class health care. Learn more about these and other VA benefits. Visit choose.va.gov.
Back here, Classic Bowl 34. 1-0 the score. Brooklyn Bayless, a couple runners on off a walk in an error and got out of the jam. Now, Lane Long back at the mound. You're going to throw strike one for that first pitch. 1-0 the score. Jolie Walker going to do the batting honors here for Team Red. And that's strike one. Now that's going to be low for ball. 1-1 to count. And Jolie, fast pitch, small school, West All-State, academic All-State, slow pitch All-State, Class B All-State, basketball, girls basketball coaches All-Region. That's going to be a swing and a miss, 1-2 the count here on Jolie. And what's impressive, you start getting down here, Beta High School math test, third place, that's your valedictorian. That's quite the student, wants to be a double major in finance and computer forensics and then go to law school. That's a ball up and away. 2-2, and that is quite the resume for Ms. Walker.
It's fun seeing the little bios you have in here, and the fonts are just so tiny because there's so much stuff in there. That's a good thing.
Hard to fit it all in. Yeah, that's a swing and a miss, strike three, and another strikeout for Ms. Long.
That's three in a row for her. She's cruising.
One down here, 1-0 to score. We thought was going to be an offensive battle. It's become a pitcher's duel of sorts here. Lily Nippert now going to step in. Woodward Boomer. Lily All-District, academic All-State. Once again, another good student. First pitch from Long low. Did she go? And I'm going to say she did. Strike one. She tried to pull it back. Couldn't quite get it back in time. 0-1 to count. One away. Bottom of second. 1-0 to score. And Elena Long up there for the Yellow Jackets dealing. That's going to be up for ball one. One on one, that's going to be low. So 2-1, that one got away from her. Nice stop back there by Justice Wilson. She's done a nice job behind that plate. She's had a couple tricky ones she's been able to track down. Of course, nobody's been on, so it's just kind of practice at this point. And that's going to be cracked right back to the pitcher and through the legs along, goes right past second base, and that's going to be a base hit. And we've got a runner on the first hit of the game for the Red Squad. Nice job there by Lily Nippert. A little home cooking for Lily. And here we go. A real good player. Another one, Caitlin Trumbly, Pioneer. 39 wins. At one point, they won 37 games in a row this year. Wow. Did the Mustangs. 451 average. That's going to be up and away for a ball. That's your Small School West All-Stater. Two-time Skelter Conference Player of the Year. Two-time Tri-County Player of the Year. The Enid News Pitcher of the or Player of the Year. That's going to be up and away for another ball. The list goes on and on here as, according to Coach Ryson, says the best softball player I've coached in 23 years. That is quite the compliment. Next one low, a swing and a miss on that one for Caitlin. There's one on, one out. And now Long eyeing up, trying to get the strike out, and that's bounce back row. I jumped on that one.
Oh, you
not
did.
Used to sitting
you
right
did.
Here. Not used you to did. Sitting right here.
Coach Rising double dips over there at Pioneer, too. He coaches the baseball team,
yeah.
And they're really successful. They're always in the mix in Class A, in and out.
And he's one of them. I think he's the 21st active winningest coach in the state right now. And that's going to be finally hit by Trumbly down to third. That's going to be fielded, thrown over to second for one. They're going to try to turn two and won't get it.
Also an OBCA Hall of Famer. Coach Rising went in last year.
Yeah.
Here we go. Step to it.
That ball fielded by Cooper Chaot down at third. And she gets a throw out at second, two away. And a runner on first. Now Gutierrez going to step in. And that's going to be low and bounce back. That's going to be fouled back over our heads. Or a foul ball for Gutierrez.
Here we go. Step to it, kid. Step to it.
0-1 the count here on Aaliyah. Next pitch down low, another swing and strike. Thought about running down there, Trumbly, but she runs back to first. There she is. Guymon Tiger, 25-15. Regional two-time All-Conference, cheerleading All-State. And this is going to get old, another valedictorian. For the Tigers, Guymon 5A. That's swing and a miss for another strikeout. And that's three. And there they go. They look confused. They were she's doing so well, they thought she'd just get four.
Well,
they just go back
with the bigger first K-101 softball game, we didn't know if we were doing four outs in the second inning or what. Good for them.
At the end of two, it's a one-zip white team in front. We'll be back with the third inning right after this. It's Classic Bowl 34 on K-101.
Join Mike's Welding LLC and K-101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run.
The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
At VA, veterans receive world-class health care and are treated with respect and dignity. Women veterans receive specialized care for their unique needs. Veterans with PTSD experience life-saving therapies. Paralyzed veterans access new technologies to improve mobility. Whole Health is changing primary and specialty care at VA. For the care, respect, and compassion veterans deserve, choose VA. Visit choose.va.gov.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34. First Classic Bowl softball game, and it looks like we got our first pitching change. And I can't see it from here, but that looks like Jolie Walker, and it is. So also going to step in and do some pitching today is Miss Walker. Going to throw it down to second. So two innings for Brooklyn Bayless. Looks like she had one hit, one run, one walk. Four strikeouts.
Number 22, Journey Roberts.
And Journey Roberts of Thomas Fay Custer Terriers will step in. Three Rivers Conference honorable mention slow pitch. Academic All-Stater, another cheer captain there. Tore ACL as a freshman and had to come back from that injury. And since then, let's get back into full form now that she's a senior. Now that's going to be swing and a miss, strike one for Jolie Walker. Yeah, that's going to be fouled back right at us. 0-2 the count here early on Journey.
Nice play by Drew off the fence.
Caught the carom off the top here. Wind's kind of died down a bit. It was really kicking up earlier. That's going to be a chop. Ground ball down to third base. That's going to be fielded, thrown over to first. Or out number one just in time. And that will be the old 5-3.
Now back.
One away there for Jolie. And Shaylin Hahn now will step in. That's going to be popped right back up to Jolie Walker, and she's going to grab it for a quick out, one pitch. It's one out, or two outs.
It's the best pitch in baseball and or softball. Well, first pitch out.
If it's 95 out there, it's just what you want to see.
Absolutely.
If you're sitting there. Like, top of the third, score still 1-0. And that's going to be up and away, ball one. Now Santiago. Booker Kiowa's Texas representing. That's going to be in for strike one. 1-1 to count here on Miranda. First team all district selection. Also regional tennis player.
That's a hard
swing and a miss. Strike two. Yeah, it is. And that's going to be 0-2. That was a hard pitch to hit right there. Jolie Walker, a lot of movement on that one. For Jolie. That's going to be up and outside.
She's trying that changeup. She just can't get off of it. It's getting a little high on her. Holding on for it too long, maybe.
It's 2-2 to count here. And top of the inning here is that's going to be ball three. Full count now for Jolie.
Right here, babe. Battle up.
Santiago tries to stay alive and does. Fouls that one off and keeps it full. Got to be, I mean, being the only, looking through this, the only Texas player we got, Miranda Santiago, be a little different for just not, maybe not as familiar with some of these girls or hadn't seen as much. Maybe some of the Panhandle teams, that's going to be fouled off. She stays alive again. Count remains full. It's Jolie Walker with two outs trying to get out of this top half of this inning. Nobody on. And Walker again, that's cracked right back at her, right up the middle, and nice at bat. For Santiago, stayed alive, took what the pitcher gave her, and right back up the middle for a base hit.
Good effort by Gutierrez. Should I keep that thing on the infield, but it just had enough juice behind it to squirt through.
Now batting number 12, that's Ashley Chavez.
Wacomas Chieftains. Are they Chieftain? Chieftainettes? Is there a...
Don't give me line to you.
I don't know what the Wacomas... They're just all Chieftains, I guess. That's up and away. Ball one. 0-1 to count here on Ashley Tri-County. Skelter All-Conference. All-Northwest Oklahoma fast and slow pitch. And this is going to shock you, Chris, but another valedictorian. Ball three.
I'm afraid I don't know if the baseball game is going to be that way. There's no way. All the girls took up the valedictorian stuff.
I will say the football game has a lot. It's one of the, maybe the smartest group of football players I've seen in my 3 years here.
Good.
That's strike one.
Good.
3-1 to count. As that's the most impressive part when you start going through it and really looking at the accolades that these kids rack up. Because that's going to be chopped up, popped up into the air. It's going to be trouble. Shallow right and dropped. Coming in to grab it. Couldn't hang on. Was Riley Leonard in right field.
Just caught that thing on her palm.
And just got
just
off
fell
the edge.
Out.
That's going to be two on now for two out for Jolie Walker. And that one hit right, make it difficult in between. They were going back from second, coming in from right field, and just found just enough space in. Riley just couldn't quite snag it.
Deal with communication issues, too. You know, girls just playing with each other for the first time, probably not talking as much as they need to.
That one's popped up to second, and that should have done it. So that's it for the top of the third. 1-0 to score. White team still in front. A bottom half of the inning coming up after this. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 here on K101.
What happens when that bargain roofing job fails, your roof leaks, and your ceiling is damaged? You pay for it, that's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. And then you call the neighbors you can trust at Moore's Roofing. Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, insured, and they are right there when you need them. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back, Classic Bowl 34, 1-0 to score. White team in front of the red team, bottom of third. Lane Long going to stay out there for the white squad. Why not?
She's been pretty dominant.
Racking up the strikeouts. And the first pitch for Elena. That's down and away. That's going to be strike one and picking up right where she left off. Abby Mann going to be the hitter for the Leedy Bison.
Coach Eric Castle. He's got some good facial hair, too. He's got a beautiful mustache.
That's going to be a ball away. Gets away from Justice Wilson. Runs back here. Two-time academic All-Stater, Abby. Business Professionals of America Torch Award winner. The president of the family group. That's going to be chopped around to first. And I couldn't get all her accolades out. She gets it down to first. That's going to just step on the bag for one out. But,
Now batting, number 21, Connie Ruiz.
Constance Ruiz going to be up next for the Alva Goldbugs. Nobody, another quick out there for Elena Long, and she's going to deal to the lefty now. They try to lay down a bunt, and that's going to be strike one. Ruiz.
There's no bunting in All-Star
laughing
games.
Laughing and trying to play a little small ball. They just can't figure out Elena Long right now. Going to line up again. Another lefty, and that's going to be a kind of a half check swing. That's going to be strike two. 0-2 the count.
You know, so lefty, I think that's that slash approach where they're kind of running and hitting at the same time.
Right.
Ball on the left side and get down the line. They get a little bit of speed.
Pitch in that time, she stayed back on it. Looked like she was trying to do the same thing and laid off. She hit 349 this year. 12 RBIs. Two-time state pole vault qualifier.
Wow.
That pitch swung on and missed, and strikeout for Long, who is dealing right now. And that's going to bring up, looks like, Amy Swanson.
Three, Amy Swanson.
the catcher for the Shattuck Indians. 31 wins, all regional. That's your two-time class president, your homecoming queen. Attend OSU, and that's going to be ball. He takes a strike one on the corner, caught the corner there. Spoke too soon. Does seem like they're giving that right side of the plate. As we're looking at it, the right side, the left for Eric. That could be swing and a miss, strike two, 0-2 to count. And the, kind of the inside there for the righties. A little bit more, a little tougher on the pitchers to hit that corner. Nobody on, two away, bottom three. 1-0 the score, white team in front and dealing in another strikeout and another K. Elena Long goes three up, three down. White team in front, one zip. Classic Bowl 34, you're listening to it here on K101.
Join White's Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welding. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Back here, Classic Bowl 34. First ever softball game and one zip to score. Getting ready to start the top of the fourth. 1-0 white team in front of the red team. And the white team will come back up to bat. Looks like they're going to start the top of the order, top of the long order. As again, they're batting everybody all the way through. And that's going to be Keely Hussey coming up here. Her first time up. Looked like she... got on base the first time she was up. I believe she walked.
It was a strikeout. The strikeout.
Oh, that's right. Strikeout. It got one back behind the backstop. And she's going to take a strike there. She's going to take two strikes from Jolie Walker. Last inning, Elena Noble. Two Ks, no hits, no runners. That's her sixth strikeout already. The question is, how long do you leave... or Elena Long, I'm sorry. How long do you leave Long in the game?
That's probably her last inning for being an all-star game.
Yeah.
But, man, she deserves to keep on going. She's not treating it like an all-star game. She's been pretty dominant. She's had some really good hitters.
The ball there from Walker. That one's going to be fouled straight up in the air. We'll see if McGehee can track it down. Nope, but they're going to come up for first. Oh, a little miscommunication. And it's going to hit the ground. It's running up with Toby Moore there at first base. And Drew McGehee, she called her off. And then that means Keely Hussey gets another crack at this. Oh. 1-2 to count. And that's going to be away, and she just gets a piece of it. It's going to dribble down to third base. They're going to come up rifling. Did they get her in time? And they did.
Good play.
Nice throw from third. That's going to be one down.
Now batting number 15, Taryn Rhodes.
I want to bring up Taryn Rhodes from Kremlin Hillsdale. And she's going to swing and miss on that first one. And Taryn. Oh, no today. That's going to be low. That's going to be fouled away back towards us. And 0-2 to count on Taryn Rhodes. Jolie Walker stepping in, pitching well. After Bayless getting the start, it'll be the second inning for Jolie. And each team has, I mean, they have three official pitchers, but there's a lot of girls on this team that can pitch in a pinch. And that's going to be inside for a ball. Top four, 1-0 White. White at the plate. Home. The away team in this one, and that's going to be low. That's going to be cracked down to third again. That one gets through, and that's going to be a base hit. Oh, it's going to go through the field. They're going to go through Buller's legs and back to the left field track, and Rhodes is going to try to take third. She's going to come around second. She's going to get it standing up. And Taryn Rhodes, it would have been a single, but a triple on the error. And now runner in scoring position once again for the white team. One away.
Number 19, Elena Long.
And Long, who's pitched so well, is going to get a chance to get an RBI in this game. And Walker's first pitch. Down and in for a ball. 0-1, or 1-0 the count on Long. With Taryn Rhodes standing up at third. Another pitch for Walker. That's going to be cracked down the left, and that's got a shot. It is back. It is deep. It is gone. Elena Long going yard. The first ever home run in Classic Bowl softball. A two-run shot for Long. She's pitching. She's hitting. What a performance by the Fairview Yellow Jackets. And that was a no-doubter.
Guys, to my right of me, they called the shot. They said that she's fixing to do it, so they're pretty stoked right here.
they were feeling it. The crowd knew it was coming. 3-0. Your score. Fourth inning with one away.
Now batting number 14, Cooper Kayot.
And Cooper Kayot, who singled her first time up and scored. Singled in the RBI. It was Keely Hussey who scored. And
I had a little girl bring me a foul ball, so I walked back to go put it back in. And, man, there's a bunch of people here. We can't see everybody. Man, there's a bunch of people here.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is big. Great turnout. It's a great turnout. Now, you're going to be coaching the baseball game later tonight. What is the game plan for that?
Score more runs than them. That's the game plan in most games.
That is a solid, solid choice.
Yeah, we have a little acronym I've been using called KISS. And a lot of people know about it, but I learned about it about 2 months ago. Tiger Woods was talking, and his dad was saying KISS, and it's keep it simple, stupid. So that's kind of what we live by.
Last pitch foul away by Cooper Kayot. Now Walker coming in. That's going to be outside for a ball. One down, 3-0 the score, 3-1 the count here on Cooper Kayot. Very patient hitter. And that's going to be popped up by Kayot. That's going to be trouble. It's going to go shallow. Can they get there? No. Bounces just inside the line. That's going to be a fair ball. Kayot rifles the second. That is thrown over. Nice cover by Buller. Keeps it from going further. Or that would have been advancing to third. Another nice piece of hitting by Kayot, who's got two hits in this game.
Now batting number 9, Justice Wilson.
Now Wilson coming to the plate. Justice, the righty with a runner on second. She K'd her first time up.
She's wearing those work gloves. She's ready to go work.
Those are heavy duty. First pitch is a ball to Justice. She's going to get in there again. And Walker was cruising, now in a bit of trouble after that home run. That's going to be strike one, 1-1 to count on Justice Wilson with a runner on second, one away. Still top four. And swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. And Walker doing a nice job here trying to get dialed back in. She grabs a little dirt. And that's going to be a swing and a miss. Strike three. So nice job there by Jolie Walker getting the second out of the inning. The runner will remain on second.
Zero, Olivia Mary.
And Olivia Mary, Texoma Red Devil, steps in again.
I think she's a switch hitter.
Yeah, that's going to be fouled right back at us again. Yeah, I'm right.
Pretty for sure she swung left-handed her first at bat.
She struck out the first time. Well, yes, she is. We have her listed right here. She throws right and bats both ways, and that's going to be right back to Walker at the pitcher's mound in the circle. She's going to flip it over to first base, and that's going to be out number 3.
A little out in front of it off the end of the bat.
But not before the damage was done. Elena Long with a 2-run homer makes it 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Classic Bowl 34. You're listening to it here on K101.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss. by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Back here, Classic Bowl. 34 first ever Classic Bowl softball game. Fourth inning, 3-0 the score. White team in front, although the lights appear to have been put out on the scoreboard. So it just says 0 to black. But
for the white team, number 23, Laren Schaefer.
Laren Schaefer.
Due up for the red team, number 2.
Stepping in for the white squad. And we had a little, there's another flip-flop. Looks like Schaefer, who was originally on my red squad, has been pushed over to the white squad. Schaefer, the Ringwood Red Devil. 8-14 this year, that's 71 strikeouts. Cherokee Strip, Tri-County, All-Conference. Another Scholar Athlete of the Week, and she's going to throw ball one in the dirt. Riley Leonard, the Turpin Cardinal, is at the plate. Another two-time All-Conference player. And ball two there for Schaefer, 0-2 the count. And this will be Leonard's first time at the plate in the game. She's going to foul that one back towards us for strike one. 2-1. Interesting. Riley, another two-time pole vault qualifier. Is there a pole vault softball correlation I don't know about?
I don't know. It's too high for me.
It was always the most daunting of the of the track and field events. That's ball three, 3-1.
I just run really fast to get my big booty up there.
That's out for a walk outside, and Leonard's going to take her base, and she's going to run to first. I like the hustle at an all-star game. Now one on for the red team, down 3-0, and Virginia Buller, who has been the richest person on the field from Classic Bowl, won a $2,000 golf scholarship, and she's going to take strike one in the outside corner. The Stephen Avis Whitaker Memorial Golf Scholarship she won.
So congratulations.
Another great student. Swing and a miss there, and that runner's going to take off. That gets by the backstop, and they're going to come up trying to throw down to second. They're not going to get Leonard, not even close. As that was, got a new catcher in the game here. The Ashley Chavez. Gets by Ashley, so a runner on second here with nobody out and a ripe opportunity for the red squad, especially with Long not out there.
Right.
To get back in this thing. There's Schaefer, and that's going to try to catch the outside, but does not for another ball, for the first ball rather, 1-2 to count. Nobody out, runner on second. Prime opportunity here in the bottom of the fourth of the red team, and that is another ball. So 3-1 the count, and now Schaefer struggling a little bit with the runner on second. And that's going to be chopped out of third base. They're going to come up firing, try to throw over third. They get the runner, but advancing to third will be Leonard. But a nice play out there at third base. And that was number 14, Cooper Chaot. Good game for her, too, as well. We talked about Long. Chaot's got a couple hits in this game. RBI.
Now batting number 33, Hatley Paul.
As her coach, Coach Mendenhall, said, called her the best player in OBA's history.
Wow.
That is quite the compliment. That one's going to get away from the backstop. Chavez coming in to score. Leonard off the pass, the ball. And the red team's on the board. 3-1. As that's going to get right by Chavez on the backstop. One away. And now the score 3-1. Schaefer lines up again. That's going to be a chop ground ball to second. That's going to be picked up, thrown, lofted over to first base for out number two. Two away. That was the first at bat.
Number five.
And first out there for number 33, Hadley Bowler. Just got that out for the Ringwood Red Devils. And now Maddie Baird going to step in. And swinging a miss there first is now Schaefer. Seems to be a little bit more dialed in. Got a little rattled there early. Got into some trouble, but was able to. It's a hot out there, too. It's got to affect him a little bit.
Absolutely.
And another swing and a miss.
Good
strike
pitch,
two.
Good pitch.
Now, Chris, you were able to make it to the Connie Mack World Series this year. That's pitch number three is fouled away. His count remains 0-2. So what was that experience like? I mean, that's something a lot of people don't get to do. I mean, that is some of the best coming around. You guys went down there and won that thing. Now, what the, you know, what talks a little bit about that. What was the highlights? What do you remember the most from that experience?
Oh, there's so much. You talk about it. You go back and you reminisce and you feel very fortunate and blessed to be a part of it. But, man, there were just – once we got to Farmington, I don't know what clicked. Our bats just came alive, and we caught every break, and we just forced a lot of issues, and we were fortunate enough to score more runs than the other teams. It was a special time. You know, we qualified for the Connie Mack World Series 2 years ago, too, but due to COVID, Farmington didn't host, so we had to go to Joplin. So we've actually been in the Connie Mack World Series 2 years in a row.
Right.
The Joplin experience is nothing even remotely close to how special Farmington is.
And Joplin has some nice facilities. Again, that town was destroyed by a tornado.
Yes.
And then they rebuilt all those facilities, which is very nice. But, Connie Mack is something else. I mean, and so is what we do here. I mean, Classic Bowl is like that for a lot of people as well. But Connie Mack is quite – it's one of those things where if you've never done it, just go check it out. You're going to see some players that you're going to see in the major leagues.
Yeah, it's hard to because it's kind of stuck in the middle of nowhere. There's not a whole lot draw to Farmington other than that.
Full count and hit. That time Baird took a shot up the middle. She worked the count full and got a single. Great piece of hitting there by Maddie Baird. The Hooker Bulldog takes first base. And there is a duck on the pond with two away.
But there's been some Hall of Famers playing that thing. And it's a special, special thing. It really is.
3-1. Oh, go ahead. Oh, 3-1 to score. It's the bottom of the four here with one on. But, yeah, I mean, it's – I mean, especially, I mean, people don't really understand, like, the off-season baseball and kind of what goes into that. And that's a chance, as Zach has well for ball one. The runner's going to take off. Baird will take second. Ball hit the dirt. A little bit of a wild pitch there for Schaefer. So now a runner on second with two away. But, you know, you're getting it. And it was it wood bat? Is that correct?
Yeah, it was all wood. You know, the crazy thing, too, when you got out there, you had no idea that the community supported it as much as it did. And, you know, Farmington's a pretty good-sized town. And we'd have be playing in front of 7,000 people, and that was special. Never doing that before, just all that.
That another passed ball as Chavez really struggling back there. She's really frustrated with herself. That one gets away. Now Baird's all of a sudden at third with two away.
I mean, I don't even know if these two have even played catch before. Now you got to go and catch her. Yeah. So that's a tough spot to be in.
Whole new battery. And Chavez, pretty tall catcher, lanky. That's another ball, 3-0 the count right now. Toby Moore, Cimarron Blazer at the plate. And that's going to be away for ball four, and she walks her. So she will take her base. Now runners on first and third with two away, bottom of fourth. Another opportunity for the red team.
Number nine, Brooklyn Bayless.
Try to cut into this 3-1 lead, and there's Brooklyn Bayless once again. And Brooklyn's first time up.
Should have come back or back to the pitcher first time up.
Ground out. And that's going to be another soft ground ball to short and mishandled. Can they get it? And they do just get it in time at second. And that's going to be three down. But the red team strikes. Gets on the board with one. 3-1 the score. Top of five coming up. It's Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst and cancer champion Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. Join our team to help fund game-changing research that saves lives. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over the odds. V is for victory over health disparities. victory over setbacks, victory over the unknown. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join the V Foundation team and help save lives.
Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind. It cannot touch my heart. And it cannot touch my soul.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
And back here, Classic Bowl 34, three-run the score. Well, before we get to the fifth inning, we're going to run to the PA announcer. C.J. Montgomery is going to hand out some awards and some cash here tonight, some scholarship money coming up right here. Here's C.J.
We'll allow the Classic Bowl Foundation to continue and enlarge and grow what they've been doing for 34 years now. And quite simply, that's honoring the best and the brightest across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. Let's start with some Player of the Year awards. What do you say, our East Player of the Year? She was a small school West and Class A All-State selection. Her squad at one point reeled off a 37-game winning streak and route to a 39-4 record, only losing to two teams all season. She was masterful in the circle, 33-4, and a staggering 323 strikeouts to only 30 walks, and did it all while hitting .451 and 40 RBI, and even adding 12 stolen bases. She was the Eva News Northwest Oklahoma Player of the Year, a two-time Tri-County Pitcher of the Year, two-time Skelter Conference as well. Next year, she'll take those talents to USAO in Chickasha. When asked about her talents, her coach said, quite simply, she is the best softball player he's coached in 23 years. Our inaugural Classic Bowl Softball East Player of the Year from Pioneer Pleasantvale, Caitlin Trumbly. Presenting Caitlin with her award, our Director of Athletic Operations within the 101 Classic Bowl, longtime board member. His name is Leland Searcy. Our West Player of the Year was a menace on the base paths and in the circle. Fierce competitor who excelled in several sports. She was a small school West and Class B All-State selection as well. Fast pitch, slow pitch, and basketball, where she racked up over 2,000 career points, guiding her fast pitch team to a 33-9 record and a state tournament berth. This ace fanned 337 batters, winning 29 games, a whopping 4 no-hitters, 14 shutouts. Equally game-changing on offense, she hit an incredible 543 with 4 homers, 39 RBI, stole an amazing 39 bases, all while excelling in the classroom and being selected class president. Next year, she'll stay on the hardwood and play basketball at NOC in Enid for the Jets. Your first ever Classic Bowl West Softball Player of the Year from Arnett, Brooklyn Bayless. Presenting Brooklyn with her award, longtime board member of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation, Gregory Frazier. Our West Coach of the Year is wrapping up a lengthy coaching career over 28 seasons, all with the same school. This season, backed by one of the greatest athletes in school history, he guided the team 33-win season on the way to a state tournament berth, both fast and slow pitch. Also a legendary basketball coach, over 430 wins and 2 state titles. He'll step down this season, bought a high note. In the past 6 seasons, he has won over 160 fast pitch games with 2 state appearances, 1 final appearance as well. My friends, your Classic Bowl 34 West Softball Coach of the Year from Arnett, Scott Friesen. Presenting Scott with his award, representing CF Industries, a major, major Classic Bowl supporter, that's Brian Flanagan. The 101 Classic Bowl has long stressed the importance of scholarship recognition in addition to those other achievements that we are so proud of among our young people. Today, the Classic Bowl continues that tradition with 2 more $2,000 scholarships. The first here in a few seconds at softball, and later this evening, the Jordy Mercer Family Baseball Scholarship as well.
by Saturday, a total of $18,000 more dollars in scholarship will be awarded by the Classic Bowl Foundation. Our softball winner is obviously stout in the classroom. You'd expect her to be. To list all of our winners' academic and athletic awards, we'd be here for a while. She's an all-stater on the field and in the classroom, a perfect four-point top center class, our first ever softball scholarship winner, a Hammond Lady Warrior, Jelly Walker. Once again, presenting Jolie with her scholarship award, Brian Flanagan, representing CF Industries. Thank you once again, my friends, for being here this afternoon and supporting what we like to say are the best and brightest across Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. We invite you back tomorrow evening this evening for baseball at Fuller Park. First pitch, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow evening, a couple of basketball games at Boomer Fieldhouse. We'll rerun basketball again Thursday, two games on the boys' side of things. And then, of course, the granddaddy of them all, the largest high school all-star extravaganza football game anywhere, Classic Bowl 34. Thanks for being a part of our event.
And there you go. C.J. Montgomery presenting some awards. Caitlin Trumbling from Pioneer, Player of the Year in the East. Brooklyn Bayless, Player of the Year in the West. Jolie Walkers just made $2,000. What a day so far.
Good day for me, those girls, that's for sure.
That's right. And 3-1 the score now.
Don't forget Coach Friesen, too, though.
Oh, Coach Friesen. Yeah, Coach of the Year. Coach Friesen is going to be taking your place this evening.
He's got some big shoes to fill, I know that.
Right.
My facial hair is better, I guarantee that.
Now, I heard that is an anniversary for your beard.
I do have one, yeah. May 12th is my birthday's beard, or my beard's birthday, sorry. Six years old.
Good run, yep, good run. Yep. All right. Well, they grow up quick.
They do.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a break, come right back. 3-1 your score, fifth inning coming up. Classic Bowl 34 here on K101.